is this feeling based on who you've been, or is it based on who you want to be? Is this choice that you're about to make, is it based on who you've been, or is it based on who you want to be? Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I'm Elizabeth Benton. This is our Consistency 365 series mini episodes, just a few minutes every day in between our full-length Monday and Saturday episodes, where we slow down, step out of autopilot, and re-engage with who we're trying to be, how we want to be, instead of just going by default and wishing we had done things differently. I was having a conversation with a girlfriend of mine, and we were talking about coaches in the gym and how sometimes they will take their past experiences with a client and project them onto other people. Maybe somebody comes in who's older and they think, ugh, this person's going to be harder to coach and they're going to take a lot more time with me. And what she and I were working through is breaking through some of those assumptions that coaches often make. And the thing is, when you do that, when you take a past experience and you overlay it onto a present situation or a future situation, you can't see the future, the present situation or the future for what it could be. You're just seeing it based on how things have been. And we do that to ourselves all the time. We've had a stressful day at work and we think, I just need to unwind. I need a drink, or I just need something sweet. I need a treat. I need to check out. I can't work out. But you're making those decisions based on who you've been before, how you've operated before. You're not making those decisions based on what you want to be, who you want to be, how you want to be, the decisions you want to make. And this awareness, hold on, before I make that decision, is this based on who I've been, or is this based on who I want to be? I shared with you guys a few days ago that if you're listening in real time, this is a very hard time of year for me because March 6th is my daughter's birthday. She passed away, and March 20th is the anniversary of her death. And I found myself completely consumed by grief the other afternoon. And my husband had taken twins to run some errands, and I was home with my son who was napping. And in that moment, I was like, I just don't care about anything. I just need a distraction. I just need to check out. This hurts too much. This is too painful. But that line of thinking, that response, that's not at all based on what's possible for me. It's not at all based on who I want to be. That's just old stuff. That's old stuff running on autopilot. And when I can recognize that, hey, no, that's not right now. That's not who I want to be. That's not what I'm building here. That's old stuff. Because I'm burdened with something else, this old stuff is just running its program. And that's not what I want to happen here. So just pausing to say, what is this reaction coming from? What is this urge coming from? Is this informed by where I've been? Or is this informed by what's possible and what I want for my life? Slow down, ask yourself those questions, and seek out opportunities to practice. Create them. Don't hope you remember. Create the practice so that in those moments, when you hope you remember, it's there as an option to pull from because you've practiced before. I'll see you tomorrow.